Testing, Traven, testing. 1, 2, 3.
You also
snap test? Yeah, he usually snap tests at the starting. Yeah, but you can do yours.
You just have no sense.
Oh, we're recording this. We'll see.
Okay, is that any better? I think it's better.
Testing. Welcome back to Latter Day Hunting. It's been a good week so far. It's been a little while since we've talked to you guys. Maybe Doug here. How are you doing, Doug?
I'm doing well.
I actually had someone reach out to me and was like, did you guys record this week? It made me feel really good. I was like, oh, someone's listening. So he's like, oh, did you record this week? No, we're going to hit that Wednesday. So here we are. And we're really excited today. Back at it again. And we just want to follow up on the blind date challenge. Nobody has offered any of their friends or family members. You could send your...
Send something.
You could send your mom that got divorced a couple years ago. He will go out with anyone.
I'll take your mom. Your mom will have a wonderful time with me.
We'll go get ice cream. I'll give her the bump. So, we're excited because we have in our studio... We have Candace with us, who is the owner of the blog On the Prowl. Hi, Candace, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, we want to bring her on because we've heard that, I don't know, we're men and we need a woman's perspective, and we thought we would bring in an expert in the field, running the blog, quote unquote,
an amazing expert.
Candace, how about you introduce yourself a little bit? Tell us about
why you're here.
Why you're here.
I mean, I'm supposed to be that, right? So I'm Candace Merrill. I currently have a blog called On the Prowl. And I just take everyday dating issues and I kind of look at them from a logical perspective and write about it. I don't know about that, but I mean, I try to like keep a pretty open mind about it. I try not to get emotional and put in like, I can get all girly about it. So I think that helps. And hopefully that's why I'm here, because I can kind of see both the emotional side and the logical side. So still trying to figure that out, but I'm working on it.
Well, I feel like it's a good wedding of the blog and the podcast because, like you said, I've read a couple of your blogs.
Wedding is a strong word, though.
Welding.
This is too soon. Too soon.
Welding. And, no, because I've read a couple of Candace's blogs, and it does feel objective. That's the word I'm looking for. It feels like, hey, let's take a look at this situation and not say, what was he thinking? What was she thinking? Traven and I, we just tell stories and talk about how stupid we are. So
yes,
hopefully...
we do.
So hopefully we can get an objective perspective to do the women justice that we talk about. Not that we make fun of women. It's mostly just like, we're pretty dumb. And now you get somebody on the show to point out how dumb we can be. Where can we find the blog?
Where can you find a blog?
Yeah.
So it's called On the Prowl Blog. On the Prowl Blog. You just go to ontheprowlblog.com. If you go to like green and pink colors, that's what it is. My face is right there, so hopefully it doesn't scare you off too much. But
this is generally guys that listen. So.
It really is. So the guys are going to be looking this up, and they're going to be like, oh my gosh, she is so hot.
Right?
Oh, dear.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for the link and it's not working or something, Instagram is a good place to go. It's just called On the Prowl Blog.
Nice.
All one word. Easy to find. So.
Okay.
Find link in bio.
Yeah, find link in bio. That's exactly what it
says. Facebook stock, Instagram stock. Okay,
you got a first and last name, all you need.
Okay, so today we want to talk about something that is kind of a challenge, at least for me. I get really awkward about this, and it's communicating before and after a date. Because we don't want to sound like too desperate or too, like, I don't know, creepy. Because
when a guy sends a text or like a message on Tinder or Facebook or something, hey, just thinking about you. And these are like spaced out between like 3 or 4 hours where you send like 2 or 3 messages and you feel like an idiot and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm
too far. She hasn't responded. Why hasn't she responded?
Yeah. And you're freaking out because you're like, I'm in too deep now. If I don't say something else, then I'm screwed. But if I, yeah, it's just like this, if you mess up just one little bit, it puts like a lot of judgment. And Candace is over here like shaking her head like, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into?
No, I'm not. I kind of agree with that, right? So if a guy were to message me or text me or on a dating app,
yeah,
and we like kind of end the conversation and a few hours later just says, hey,
yeah,
I'd be like, no. Either continue the conversation with something appealing or start a new one, right?
Right.
But just like, don't put it on me.
Okay, so let's a guy gets your number.
Okay.
You know, has the balls come up, be like, hey, what's up? What do you like, from a girl's perspective, are you waiting for him to reach out, or are you like, what happens?
Well, he is my number. Obviously, he has to reach out.
Okay.
Right? So, I feel like it's kind of obvious, but if we like exchange phone numbers, that's a little bit different. And I'm gonna be honest, maybe we need to discuss this because I don't know what to do. Because I'm like, wait, I thought this guy was really great, but he hasn't like reached out to me in 2 days. Mm. Like, should I reach out to him or not? But I also understand that guys' timelines are different than girls.
Right,
right.
So.
Yeah. Right. And that's what we want to talk. We want to talk all around communication as a whole because it's different than it was in 1980.
Absolutely.
Clearly.
Not that any of us experienced.
I'm just saying.
I know for
89. 89. Honestly, it's even different since like 2006. Agreed. Smartphones and yes. And when Facebook got big.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I think we should break this up a little bit. So we're going to talk about like texting and social media, and we're going to separate these two because obviously you're going to talk differently over both of them.
Of course.
I don't know if you guys did this back in like 2004 where you would IM the person you like, and you're sitting there on Hotmail like, oh my gosh, still thinking about you. That was so funny what you said today.
That's cool.
I see you over there at that computer.
You're hanging out at your dad's computer, and they're like, hey, I gotta look something up. No, I'm chatting with my boyfriend. So, like, when it comes to text, so we already talked about if a guy gets your number and they text you, and there's a different kind of time frame, we'll talk about the women's life first.
Because
I'm kind of curious. If I text you and I say, hey, what's up? How much time should I give it before I give up?
Yes, yes.
And how many attempts? Mm-hmm. Because I know people are busy. People get busy. I don't text people back.
He doesn't.
I really don't. I forget. Like 3 days later, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot to text Doug back. After seeing him 3 or 4 times.
Oh man.
So.
That's kind of a tricky question because I mean, obviously, it depends on the girl, but. I would say generally, if you said, hey, what's up, give them 24 hours, because, like, it's either they're really interested in you and they'll text back pretty quickly, or they're, like, semi-interested and they're like, oh, maybe we can wait a little bit, like, wait a few hours. If you text her at night, she might not text you till the next day.
Right.
Like, it just depends on the situation, but, like, at least give 24 hours.
All right.
Like, I think that that's a pretty good time frame.
So after 24 hours, should you try again or just give up?
I would say, okay, this is a very traditional Candace coming out. I would say give her a call. Like,
okay.
I would say, yeah, give her a call, leave her a message if she doesn't answer. Mm. And then if she gets back to you, that's a good sign. If she doesn't get back to you, give up.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to ask about the art of the phone call. People find it kind of old-fashioned.
Right. I was kind of raised really old-fashioned, so, like, I generally lean towards that. But I'm also cool with text messages because I understand that that's how people communicate more. But I'm definitely like, oh, you gave me a call. Like,
yeah. Oh, well, I say that because, like, I know that I tried call, actually. And I've had women be taken aback by, like, the phone call. They're like, why are you like, hey, I just wanted to, like,
And then there's like this awkward 5 minute conversation. And then like as soon as
how was your day?
And then as soon as we hang up, you can text each other. It's not awkward. But I agree. I would like to see the phone call brought back.
That would be nice. Like, because sometimes you can finish a phone call in like 30 seconds. Oh, but yeah. It would take 5 or 6 texts to figure out.
Yeah.
If there's a point to the phone call, just get the phone over with and like it's quick and painless, right?
Right.
And then just like wanting to talk, they're like, that's different. If you just call them to talk, I don't know if like she'd be receptive to that.
I've done that.
I don't know if I'd be receptive to that. Just because I'm like, I'd rather be face to face and talk on the phone or just shoot. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of like the let's have a long conversation over phone.
Right.
Yeah. If we're in the same city, at least like we can get together.
Yeah.
If they're like in a different state, I totally. Agree.
I get that.
But,
yeah.
We're gonna have to talk about long distance relationships another time because that's a whole other conversation and it's awful. But anyway.
So she told us. So from Candace, the expert. 24 hours. No, I don't know.
I love how you preface that.
So 24 hours. I like that prescription. I like that prescription. So let's go with that. Let's talk about you respond positively. What's the, like,
okay.
Hypothetical situation.
Okay.
How much texting should take place before a date? And I know that it's going to vary by case, but I just feel like, from personal experience, I feel like I don't want to talk to them too much. Because we talked about this before, like, mystery and curiosity is sexy. And, like, if you don't know everything about someone and then you go and you are face-to-face and you get to know them, it's way better than talking text after text before you've even gone out.
Right.
So much better.
Yeah.
But what's that limit? Like,
I'm curious about that, too, because sometimes I jump right off the bat. I'm like, honestly, I like to talk to people in person and, like, get to know them in person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get together for ice cream, you know, the shake date, ice cream
baby,
date,
yeah.
I'm all about. But, like, just get together for an hour and, like, hey, let's get to know each other. And then if it works out, great. So, yeah.
Right. Is that, like, a pre-date to the day? Because I thought this
was,
like...
No, that's a date.
Okay. Okay. Because
no,
you're asking, like, how much texting before a date, right?
Right.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
No, the ice cream date is just, like, an hour.
Right.
Like, first date, you sit down, no real commitment. You're
right.
Not on a marathon date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting the shallow stuff out of the way and then maybe, like, a...
See if there's chemistry. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So before that, definitely... It obviously depends on when you ask them and when the date was, right? So if it's like a week out, I would text her every 2 days just to make sure things are still cool.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I'd be like, hey, how you been? Just making sure we're cool with, you know, next week or something like that. And then if she responds positively, which in this case we are, she says, hey, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Yes, that's what works for me. And then you can maybe ask like a small little question if you feel inclined, but don't make it like, a few texts when you're done, right?
Right.
If it's like you ask them out on a Wednesday, you go out Friday, I would leave it. Like
okay.
I would say, you know, give them a call or however you ask them out and say Friday, they agree to it. Maybe on Thursday, just send that, hey, are we still good for tomorrow? Yes, and then Friday go.
Okay.
Right.
I think that's good. I agree with that. I agree with the reminder, but I also don't think you want to ask an open-ended, and we're dissecting this, but like, this is stuff we think about. If you're looking at your phone, you're like, should I do this? I think that it's like, don't send a really open-ended, like, how was your day? Or ask something it will seem like you're coming off cold, but in the long run, when you see that person, I feel like you'll be more excited.
Yeah.
Then like, I don't know, maybe I'm old-fashioned. I wish I was almost in the days of like, you let her go for 5 days, she doesn't know what you're thinking, and then you call her up.
No, that's a serious idea. Like for 5 days?
That's
I'd
a
be
long
like,
time. Well, that's after
I would
the
actually
date.
Schedule something open, right?
Like, okay.
That's just a little too much, especially in like this commitment ridden place
right.
that we live in, right? Like, 5 days is too long to just ignore someone. They'd be like, wait, are we still, like, going out?
Are you still interested? Like,
yeah, something like
are
that.
Are you with somebody else?
I'm saying, like, the context of you went out and you had a good
okay.
time. Well, yes, okay. I derailed us. We were talking about before.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is less is more in my eyes.
I think I can agree with that. Because there was one time I was going on a blind date with a guy, and... He would text me, and I got to know his personality a lot. Like, he was very sarcastic. Like, I'm kind of a sarcastic person, too, so I appreciate appreciated it, but like it was a lot. It was like every day he was like, Hey, how are you? And I'm like, oh, not much. And then like when we went on the date,
it smelled the desperation.
Yeah, a little bit. And then we went on the date and it was just like the worst date I had ever been on because there was nothing to talk about.
Right? Yeah.
There was nothing to talk about. He actually wasn't very sarcastic. He wasn't very talkative or like in person.
Right,
like,
right.
What happened to the person that was texting? And I'm bored, so can I go home? You know?
Right.
So yeah, don't text too much. Like, and every day is just way too much.
Okay.
That's
like a good basis, yeah.
And don't reveal too much.
What?
Yeah, like
mystery
what's that
saying?
Yeah, it's
freaking sexy, man. You find like I'm a nerd, right? I find out she's into science or something. I'm like, what in the world? Like, I just love it. And she, you know, just can't text like, oh, I read this article. Like, I want to be in person, talk about that, and then you make that connection.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm quite the conversationalist though. And
you
I say some pretty bizarre stuff. So like,
I didn't do
that. Yeah, Candace experienced that firsthand.
Yeah, these two actually have gone out.
We did go out, and within the first 5 minutes, I was already talking about grabbing her butt. Do not take a free workout before a date. That is sound advice to live by.
And it was funny. And I wasn't freaked out. I was just like, okay, alright. So this is how it's going to be.
We'll see how it goes.
I think I actually cracked the butt grab joke quite a bit as well. We need to stop on that one.
We might have to dedicate a show just to the butt grab dog.
Oh, no.
When do I bring up the butt grab?
Okay, let's get back on track.
Okay, so, and we're kind of curious too, or at least I am, I don't know about that. From the woman's side, like, what do you expect from guys? What questions do you have for guys if you're texting us?
Oh, God.
I'm just curious because, like, sometimes it's kind of, it gets weird.
But, how do you hint at a guy that you're interested via, like, a text? I mean,
via message.
Yeah. When you're flirting, you can, like, but what about, like, in between? Okay, we've went out, you had a good time. How are you going to let a guy know that you're interested?
Post a text, obviously. So I used to not be a believer in that, actually.
Okay.
Because I'm like, they don't need that. Like, it's weird. Like, it was a good connection. Do they really need a text to remind them?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they do. I had a friend tell me and say,
We really do.
Okay, see, that's good to know. Because some of us women are like, maybe they should send it. Or, I don't think they need it. You know, we have the time. That type of thing. I'm really glad to hear that. Because a friend told me, he was like, well, out of all these girls, and like, which one did you remember most? The one that ignored you or the one that texted you after?
Right.
And you're more inclined to ask that person on a date again. And that kind of blew my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, maybe that's why I don't date. Like, I don't send out on the next day. Right?
Well, I think it should be deserved.
Absolutely, yeah. If I'm not interested, I won't send it.
Okay, no, I feel like always, there should always be a post-date text. Just because, just a thank you.
Okay.
Just like, hey, because I always do that. I'm like, hey, did you make it home safe? Thanks for going out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can tell if they're interested by the post-date text. Because sometimes you get an emoji or a smile and you're just like, oh my gosh, dopamine and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And you're getting those endorphins going at home by yourself on your phone. But like, you can tell on the post-date text, and especially how soon they respond. If they respond the next morning after you send that text to them, they're like, she went out with another guy after me.
What?
She's out smacking it with some dude.
Somewhere where it should not be. Because, like, usually girls, if you send them a text, they don't do so the next morning. They probably went to bed. Like, I don't think that they went out with
I
had that happen. That has happened to me.
Has it?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Taylor,
actually, that's true. I had a girl, she's like, oh, I gotta be home. And then, like, later I found out she'd went and made out with some other guy.
Right?
And I was like, why did you go out with me? You could have just said no. Like, I don't care. And then I was mad. Anyway,
like, you guys can pass judgment on me, too, because I have been the guy that they have met up with.
You really have.
I am not proud of that. I went through a phase, okay, guys? We can talk about that another time.
This is shameful.
It really was. I admit to that.
I admit that.
But no, like, this is where the truth comes out. And that's what we want to talk about. Being LDS and single and older, quote, it's awkward. And we need to get this stuff out in the airwaves because people need to hear it.
You're not alone out there.
And people don't generally like to talk about it. Yeah, if they have a problem, they'll, like, tell you all about it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like seeing fault in what they're doing or see what they could have done better, they're like, no, because the situation is this, and he's obviously in the wrong. Right?
Yeah.
I've had that so many times where I'm like, no, you should take a step back and see what you should have done in this situation versus what you actually did. Right? And that's, like, a hard thing to do, because when you look inward, it's like, no, I'm the victim here. And
yeah.
That's, like, I feel like a lot of older people in dating is always a victim, right? Like, oh, he did this, or oh, she did that, and stuff. But it's like, what did you do about it? You know, how can that happen? That type of thing. So, yeah, it's awkward, and it's hard. Totally.
And we're still doing it. All the time.
Okay, so we talked about texting. I'm wondering, this is a personal question, because I've done this a few times. I have been that creeper.
No. Oh, I've done. I know what you're saying tonight.
Okay. Are you sure you know what
I know?
Where, like, there's this girl that you met, and you're like, oh my gosh, she's cute, but I have no way of contacting her ever again. But you find them on Facebook.
I knew you were talking about this.
You send them a message, and you're like, hey, just wondering if you ever want to go out. And then you don't receive jack back. You're sitting there like, oh, man, I feel dumb. I hope they don't post this on BuzzFeed. I'm going to be on the front page of Reddit.
So one of two things happens at that point, right? So either she accepts your message and she's just not interested and doesn't respond, which I have done that before. I feel a little bit bad about it because I'm usually pretty good about messaging back when that happens, but when I just really not interested, I just leave alone. But another thing is, like, sometimes on Messenger, if you're not friends with them,
yeah, you can't see it.
You can't really see it unless you go into Messenger just randomly, and it's like, oh, you have this message, like, release it, right?
Right.
I have done that where it's been a year since I've seen it, or like 6 months, 2 weeks, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry, like, I had no idea, because Messenger doesn't, like, tell you right away, right?
So there's still hope?
There's
so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, so, I mean, I personally don't think that Facebook reaching out is creepy, especially if you need to get their number or, like, their name, and you just had a friend of a friend. Like, that's totally understandable.
Well, what happened, at least the particular instance I'm talking about, Doug knows all about this, where,
oh, yeah,
there was this girl, and she was actually kind of seeing one of our buddies. I'm not going to mention names here. Okay. I'll tell you later. Do you know him?
Yes.
But she was seeing him, and things didn't work out, and I was like, hey, can you, like, pass her my way? And be like, hey, I'm interested. I don't think he took too kindly to that.
Yeah.
He didn't.
No. Did he say something?
Just keep going.
So, this is one of those things, like, I could have gotten, and I've tried other routes as well. Yes, this is sounding creepy.
Hey,
but we have, like, mutual friends. We actually have, like, 8 mutual friends on Facebook. And I'm like, you know these people?
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, so did you message her?
I did.
And what'd you say?
I said, hold on, I can read it.
Yeah, please smell it up. Because I need to, like,
we're going to be 100% open. It probably is creepy. It was, like, late at night, and I'm sitting there like, I gotta do it.
It's like 1 a.m.
I'm like,
taking a
bathroom. Gollum in that corner, just like,
well, it really is like that, like, late at night, single, lonely. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Is there an ad on Messenger? That's an option? I'm clicking that. Ad on Messenger. Okay.
See, that's usually the thing that catching me. It's like,
yeah, I didn't even know that till just now, and you might have saved my entire life.
You are welcome.
Oh my gosh, I am truly indebted to you. I'm sorry about the butt grab comment.
Oh, it's fine. I forgot about that long ago.
Okay. This is what I said. Hey, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm one of Blank's friends.
Good edit.
Yeah. And we met at the backyard movie for a quick second. I was just wondering if you'd be interested in getting to know each other over some food or something. I think you're cute and blank. Had good things to say about you. Let me know and I hope all is well.
I don't think that's creepy.
That sounds fine, right?
Yeah, that was very, like, I mean, they were the option. She's an opt-out. Yeah. You showed your interest, and if she was interested, she would message back. Totally.
But she hasn't seen it yet and hasn't accepted my Facebook invite. We'll see if she accepts the messenger.
Yeah, give her the benefit of the doubt first.
Yeah.
You, like, completely
and
give up.
If that fails, I'm going Twitter, Instagram, okay. Finding that snap handle.
Yeah, you know plenty of girls.
I do. Those are girls.
But okay, I think this is a good segue to the second half, right? To social media. I want to talk about this. I've been telling Traven, I feel like dating has changed so much. Of course, I was 16 or 14. Anyway, you can see the person before you meet them. You can know.
Oh my gosh!
Shoot! Spider alert, you guys. Spider alert. And
freak me out!
What was that spider on the wall? What was I supposed to do?
Oh, there's another one!
Sorry.
Hey.
We're going to spider.
Sorry, guys. That thing was huge.
Hey, we got low rent payment here, alright?
Hold on, I gotta take a picture and put it on Snapchat.
Ew. Oh.
Okay, keep going, Doug. Freak me out.
I want to talk about the fact that we live in a world where you can look up an infinite number of people, and the first thing, superficially, you got set up back in 2004. Oh, is she cute? You had to go on their word. Maybe they had a picture. Maybe you had seen her previously, but now you want a first and last name, you want an Instagram, you want a Facebook,
right.
And then you can, like, see their whole life before you even go out. I do it. I Facebook stalk, okay? I just want to talk about it.
You pull up that Facebook account, and you're like, oh my gosh, she's so basic. She's sitting there with a pumpkin spice latte.
Hey, no.
Flannel.
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 But,
yes.
Okay, so,
that was a joke, by the way. We love the basic one.
So, okay, I don't know, like, okay, like, girls Facebook stalk, of course.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Every chance we get.
Every chance.
Oh, wait, no, gosh. we are masters at that kind
do
of
you stuff. Do it together?
Sometimes. Yeah.
I feel like it's not sometimes. I feel like it's frequent. Is it
well,
frequent?
It depends. Like, for me, I have two roommates who are, like, rarely home. So, like, a lot of the times, yeah, it's just
okay.
But then, like, they come home and be like, okay, look at this. Like, what do you think of this? Like, I get this feeling. Do you get that feeling? I'll be like, oh, marry this, which is totally shallow and wrong. Because, like, they could be super wonderful and just have, like, a really weird picture.
Right.
Right? Like, I have weird pictures.
Right, we all
totally.
Do.
So, I don't know. Like, it's wrong, but at the same time, like, you can't help it. Like,
no, like, Traven and I are constantly showing each other people.
Screenshots?
No, like, in person.
Yeah.
No.
Look what she said.
Don't try to lie, Doug. Like, I take screenshots of some people, and I'll send them to Doug.
What do you think of her? And I'm like, damn. You know, like... But it's changed the face... I just want to talk about this from, like a psychological standpoint. I watched this, her name is Lauren Southern, conservative talk radio, completely different, but she talked about relationships, and she talked about this, what Candace said, like, this commitment-deprived society where everything is bigger and better, and I've experienced that myself, where I'll meet someone in person, and then I'll go home and Facebook stalk them, and I'll disinterest myself.
Right.
When really I should just get to know them instead of like the fact that they posted Pokemon Go on their, which is weird, but on their Facebook.
Which yeah. They downloaded at one time just to see what it was. What's this Pokemon stuff?
Yeah,
like
automatically think the worst.
You automatically think
yeah.
the worst,
yeah.
Or you hype it up like that guy that talked to you too much, like, you're like, oh, I like a lot of the same things, and then, at the end of the day,
you have to be face to face to really see if there's chemistry or not. I don't know. I do it. I just think that the world is, social media has kind of ruined dating. You need to see the man behind the mask.
Yeah.
Who's that? That's what. Never mind.
I think it kind of is ruined it too because. Yeah. I mean, with the things that I post, I'm like, okay, now I have to be like that, right? Because everything's a facade. Everything's like, you show people what you want them to see.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to post, like, a morning picture of me, right? Like, I'm terrible in the morning. Like, my hair is a mess. It's, like, stuck to the side of my head.
I have to say, when people post, like, woke up like this, I never believed that crowd.
No.
It's a lie.
You know
it's
what I'm talking about? Like, their hair is all beach curls, and they're like, just woke up.
Yesterday's like, makeup.
You've been up for 3 hours doing this.
Oh, man.
You're like, you posted this at 11.
Yeah, right? What are you doing at home? So don't you got a job?
Too long, right?
Yeah.
It's like, geez, that girl can nap.
But I think
nothing
it is.
A good nap,
but I will. Okay, so I was harping on it. But let's be honest. Like, I've totally had people want to set me up, and I Facebook stalked, and I was like, no. So, like, I don't think it's entirely bad.
No.
I guess I saved myself ice cream money and an awkward hour.
Yeah, I agree for the most part. But also, there have been cases where I was, like, I had, Mutual for a little while.
Yeah.
And I swiped. What is it, down? Tinder's left, Mutual's down, right?
Down, yeah. Unlike.
Yeah. So I didn't like him. I was like, he's not really my type, not really that attracted to him based on the pictures. And then I met the guy, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, he is so attractive, right? And I was like, why are his pictures, like, I mean, it looks like the same.
Right.
They were so much worse than in real life. And he was a great person. And, like, people love him. And I'm like, why did I swipe down? Like, I'm kicking myself, right? And so it can go both ways.
Agreed.
Yeah. It's hard to portray that, though, on, like, dating apps. We're going to have to talk about that another day.
Yeah.
Like, creating the perfect man profile.
Right.
Because it's hard. Because even on Facebook or all those, you put filters on.
Yeah.
It's, I swear, like, some girls, I try to look up to see what they look like, and I see that Snapchat dog face.
Oh, I hate that.
Almost every picture.
I hate that.
Not I just need to put that in. I do not.
Or sunglasses, and you're like, what are you hiding?
Not just sunglasses, like the huge ones where half of their face is missing.
Yeah. And it, like, makes their face skinnier.
Yeah.
Which, I understand, like, they're good pictures and whatnot, but you can't, there have been some dates I've been on, like, blind dates or dating apps, where I show up, I couldn't even recognize them because of the pictures that they would post.
Really?
Not a bad thing. Like, it wasn't bad. They showed up and I was like, oh, you're still kind of, like, you're still attractive. You're still awesome.
Right.
But it was one of those things. They showed up, and I'm like, I don't even recognize this person. Like, I thought I was, so, this is bad, but when I show up on those dates, I wait for them to wave to me. Because they wave to me. Like, I show up 10 minutes early and, like, camp out at the front looking at a menu or something or sitting there on my phone. I'm looking around, just like, okay, she's by herself. Okay, she's walking towards the door.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah, it could go both ways. At the end of the day, we're all just learning, and these are just, like, I've had the same experience with Mutual and with other apps, and we want to do an episode exclusively about that wonderful LDS dating app.
Yeah.
But, No, I think we've talked about some good points tonight. We want to thank Candace.
Yeah.
For the ladies' perspective.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
We just have a good time goofing off and
making fun of ourselves.
Yeah. But on the prowl, look it up.
On the prowl blog.
On the prowl blog.
Yeah. And it's not creepy. It's not creepy.
She's not like stalking hot guys at church, just taking pictures and posting them.
And then posting them and liking it.
I'm like, why is my picture on Candace's wall?
Why is that a picture?
Actually, I did want to mention Candace never responds to my Facebook messages.
Oh,
I'm totally kidding.
Oh my god. Like, I'm probably sitting in, like, acceptance and messenger, like, Probably haven't seen
it. Unread for 8 months.
Yeah.
Like, what? Hey, dude, what are you doing this weekend?
Like, didn't we play volleyball last week?
All right, guys. We're going to shut off here at Latter-day Hunting. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.